Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Fire crews are battling to contain a blaze in the Alpine region of Victoria, while in the east of the state, thousands remain stranded in coastal communities.
They're here! Brian, quick! They're here! Alex, get out of the loo!
Merry Christmas!
Come in. Oh, it's so good to see you, darling. Oh, you look so different. How was your flight? Alex!
Terrible. Matthew booked us in premium economy.
I told you, Christina, business was sold out.
Well, you could have called someone. And what's wrong with the trains in this country? Does nothing work outside of London?
Hello, Heather.
Matty, please, call me Mum. And how are my gorgeous grandchildren? Alex!
Oh, William, Kitty, don't run!
Oh, never mind, dear. It was an accident.
I'll go get the rest of the luggage, shall I?
Good idea. Oh, we're having trouble with redbacks at the moment, so you might want to get the bags in quick.
Redbacks?
Spiders, dear. Poisonous. They like to crawl into your belongings, but nothing to worry about. Just give them a little whack.
Oh, my Lord.
God, has this place gotten smaller? It's practically a shack. What's that? He knows we're here.
Oh, yeah. He's probably just tinkering away with something.
And Danny?
He had a quick meeting at the station, but he should be here any minute. Oh, and he'll be bringing his new girlfriend.
Oh, Danny has a girlfriend, really?
We're not making a big deal out of it, because Alex just broke up with her person.
Oh, God. I thought this one was serious.
Oh, don't ask me. I'd be the last to know. But she's quite down about it, face like a horse. Alex! Alex, will you come out of the toilet, please? Your sister's here and I need the toilet.
I'll be out in a minute.
Alexandra, this is the first time I've had the entire family under one roof in over 6 years, so unless you're doing number twos, I'd appreciate it if you could come out and pretend to bloody enjoy yourself.
Ah, Brian, there you are. Mind if I leave the bags?
Shh.
The Premier has just announced a state of emergency as temperatures are predicted to soar past 43 degrees in some parts of the state for Christmas Eve. He addressed the media earlier this afternoon.
We understand that Christmas is a time for family, but we urge all Victorians to place the utmost importance on safety over the coming days. If you are told to evacuate, do so immediately. Well, in my
opinion, sorry, mate. Just, catching up on the... How was your flight? Have you checked your bag for spiders?
Yes. That fire, that's not close, is it?
Oh, there you are, Maddie.
Yes. Brian was just telling me about the...
The fire? Oh, that's way past Bairnsdale. I wouldn't worry about that. How's work been?
Oh, great. There's talk I might make partner. Sorry, where exactly is Bairnsdale?
Oh, you know, it's just past Merrilew. Now, why don't you come with me? You can help me set the table.
Goodness, those are bright green prawns. Are all the prawns like that in Australia?
Don't be silly, dear. I dyed them for Christmas. To go with the red oysters.
Right.
While residents in Barkin have already been advised to evacuate before fires cut off roads.
Mum! I said I'll come out in a minute.
It's me, Alex.
Hello, Christina. What do you want?
Oh, you look older.
And you don't. What have you done to your face?
Nothing. Good to see you still shut yourself in the toilet when you're stressed. Very adult.
Old habits.
It's good to see you, Alex.
You too. So, how's things?
Oh, you know, Matthew and I sleep in separate rooms now. I think one of my children might be a psychopath.
Jesus. I meant with work.
Oh. So, is it true you're depressed because you got dumped again?
Ah, I see. Mum filled you in.
Well, is it?
No, I'm fine. I didn't even like her.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Mum, does she seem a bit weird to you?
Mum's always weird to me.
You know what I mean? I get she's excited to have us all home for Christmas, but she put reindeer antlers on Dad's car. She stamped every square of toilet paper with a picture of Santa's face. Have you seen the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Dyeing the food.
She saw someone on the telly doing it with pistachios and figured she'd go one better. And Dad's being weird too. He just sits in the front room all day. Mum practically has to drag him out of there.
He's probably just, you know, watching the cricket.
I don't know.
Look, you're overthinking it. None of us really want to be here, Alex, least of all me. But it's 1 week, tops. So you might as well just suck it up and enjoy. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
William!
God. Oh, Denny's here! Everyone! Denny's here! Look happy! Brian! Brian! Would you turn off that television?
What's that Danny's got with him?
Oh, that must be the new girlfriend.
Danny has a girlfriend. I thought he wanted to travel.
And leave Mafra. Nonsense. He's taking over the farm next year.
Really? It's just that...
And I have a feeling he's going to propose.
Who's proposing to who?
Oh, hello, Alex. Nothing. No one.
Do you think Danny's going to propose?
I didn't say that.
You're allowed to talk about it in front of me. I'm fine. Really?
Well, if you must know, yes. I think your brother and this new girl might get married.
You've never even met her.
Doesn't matter. I have an instinct for these things. Also, Danny told me that he thinks she might be the one.
Right. So this is less about your magical instincts and more sort of a direct conversation.
You mark my words, Alex. She'll be part of the family in no time.
Well, I guess I should let her in. What's her name again?
Oh, it starts with an F. Fiona. No, Freya.
Hey, Alex. This is...
Flick?
Alex?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Wait, do you two know each other?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Oh, God.
Loose Units presents Red Hot Australian Christmas by Tegan Higginbotham. This production was proudly recorded on Wurundjeri land.
Just don't tell your brother.
He's going to figure it out, Mum.
Maybe not. You know, Danny, he's not necessarily...
smart.
Oh, don't say that.
Well...
this will all be fine as long as that Felicity person keeps her mouth shut.
She prefers Flick.
Well, her preferences are a little all over the place, if you ask me.
How long were you even seeing her?
About 8 months.
8 months? And she never introduced herself?
It's complicated, Mum.
So what happened between you two?
I don't know. We were meant to go to this meeting together. We had plans. She never showed up, but it doesn't matter. I didn't really like her anyway.
Oh, hi, Heather. And Alex. You're both in the loo. Sorry, is Christina in there too?
What is it, Matt?
William accidentally dismantled the spare bed and Kitty's asthma's flaring up.
It's all this bloody smoke in the air. I knew that coming here was a bad idea. Sorry, Mum. Excuse me.
At least it isn't cold. You hate the cold at Christmas.
No, I love the cold, Matthew. You know that. I love it.
Right. Sorry, dear.
Oh, it's lovely seeing those two together. Such a sweet couple.
Were you even listening? They're at each other's throats.
Oh, stop it, Alex. Not everything has to be all bleak and tattooed. Go and feed the horses. It's not long until dinner.
Gladly.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Flick.
Your mum told me I'd find you out here. I don't think she wants me talking to you.
She's not the only one.
I didn't know, Alex.
How could you not know? Danny and I have the same last name. We both have red hair.
You told me your family lived in Dargo.
No, I told you they lived near Dargo.
And you never told me your brother was a firefighter.
He's a volunteer. They hardly need him during winter. Why would I have gone on about it?
And...
you know what? None of this matters. You would have known exactly who my family were if you'd ever come to meet them. But I guess I wasn't worth the effort.
Alex, you out here?
Yeah?
Mum wants you both to come inside. Dinner's ready.
I'm fine that we broke up.
Oh,
I'm actually relieved. But my brother's a really sweet guy. I just hope you don't treat him the same way you treated me. What's happening with the cricket, Dad? Smith back on form?
What's that? Oh, yes, love, cricket. New Zealand, I think.
So, what else has been going on, Dad? Any cool stories?
Oh, you know, love, just keeping busy. Chipping away.
Right.
So long as you've prepared your property, there's really nothing to worry about. You have a fire safety box ready to go. Don't plant eucalyptus trees anywhere near the house, etc., etc.
Forgive me, I don't understand. What's wrong with eucalyptus trees in particular?
It's the oils, love. If the fire gets to them, they can literally explode.
Goodness.
And then there's the art scene over there and the fashion. Oh. And people say the food in London is rubbish, but they could not be more wrong. I've had some of the best meals of my life in Kensington. And what was the question again?
Oh, I just asked if you could pass the wine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Are you sure the kids don't want to try anything else to eat, Matt? I feel terrible.
It's fine, they're just not used to such colourful food, but I'm sure the swelling will go down soon.
And what about you, dear? Salmon?
But it's blue. Why is it blue?
She ran out of red and green. Can you just drop it?
Of course. Thanks, Heather, but I think I still have one of the egg sandwiches they gave me on the plane. I wouldn't want to waste it.
Suit yourself, lovey.
Dad, is something wrong?
So, Danny, how'd you and this lovely young lady meet?
Oh, funny story. It was actually at the hardware store, right, in Traralgon.
Oh, a bit of a DIY girl, are you, Flick? Danny tells me you just brought a block of land out in Thorpedale.
What?
Oh, it's just a small block.
So you're building your own property?
Oh, not yet. It's just a hobby farm at this stage. Veggies, chickens, that sort of thing.
Alex, you were thinking about doing something with chickens, weren't you? What ever happened with that?
So, Dad, how are things at the Bowls Club? Has Gary finally repainted the clubhouse?
Oh, no, love. Gary's moved on to explore new horizons.
Oh, at least someone in this place has the right idea. So, where's he gone then? Europe?
Who did?
Gary.
So, what do you like doing in your spare time, Flick? Other than the chicks?
Why don't you give a bit of a speech, Heather, now that we're all here? That was quite a feat pulling all this together after all. So many phone calls.
I never did get my head around that time difference, did I?
No, you did not.
All right, I haven't prepared anything. Well, I wrote down a few words, nothing professional. Anyway, ding, ding, ding. As you all know, I've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and it's not easy having two of my three children so far away from home.
I'm an hour away.
Thank God for Denny staying by my side and supporting his dear mother. Denny, we're very excited to see what you do with the farm in the near future. Not to mention your personal life. I'm sure there will be some exciting developments there too. But at least now, you're all home. And home is where the heart is. Isn't that what I always say, Brian?
Huh? Oh, yes, dear.
Home is where the family belongs. Now, I've got some fun things planned for the coming days, starting with some games nights tonight, and then I've written my own trivia and everything.
Oh, dear God.
And then tomorrow we'll get cracking into some Scrabble.
Sorry, Mum.
What's that?
It's my pager.
Oh, that's my phone. Sorry.
Alex! Oh, for goodness sake, Brian. Tell whoever it is to call back. Denny, pop that on silent. Alex, put your phone away.
Hello?
Shit. Mum, I've got to go.
Oh, don't be silly. Why?
Jesus, another fire started at Dargo.
Dargo? That's just down the road from here.
Denny, tell them you're busy. They can call in someone else.
Not tonight, they can't.
You're a volunteer, Denny. Tell them you can't make it, you can't go in. Brian, you tell them. Brian.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call. Yep, bye. Heather, sweetheart, we've got to go.
What? Brian!
That was the call, I'm afraid. Code red. They're evacuating the whole area.
Oh, Brian, no!
Mum, I think we should go.
No. Everyone just sit. Christmas Eve is tomorrow and I have waited far too long for this. We are not leaving home.
Heather, doll, you don't have a choice. We need to move. Now.
Oh, where are the kids' clothes?
Well, they should be in their cases. I didn't unpack them.
And where are the kids?
I don't know.
William!
Danny, can't you drop me somewhere else before you head in anywhere?
No time, I'm afraid. I've got to head straight to the station. Just stay with the family, all right? They'll look after you. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, darling. See you soon. Text me every half an hour.
Excuse me, Heather.
Yes, lovey. Oh, gosh, you're all sweaty.
Am I? Sorry. We're going to need to find our way back to the airport.
Hang on. You're not leaving, are you?
Well, yes. I just assumed.
No, you don't understand. This is just a precaution. They'll put all the fires out in a few hours and they'll be able to all come back. And this is only temporary.
Are you quite sure? Because I was just listening to the news and they said...
Mum. I need a quick word with you.
Not now, Alex.
Yes, now. The meeting spot. Please.
Okay, very well.
Christina, back me up here, please. We can't possibly stay. I mean, the place is literally on fire.
What? We only just got here, Matthew.
So? You detest this place. You said so yourself. And I... Oh, God.
Matthew, what is it?
I'll be right back.
Oh.
She can't come with us.
Well, that's not very Christmassy, dear. What would Jesus do?
If he found out his ex-girlfriend was sleeping with his brother?
Alex, listen. I don't know exactly what went on with you and this Felicity
flick.
But your brother is very happy, and I can tell. And I don't need you ruining this. Promise me you won't cause trouble.
Mum!
Alexandra Jane. Promise.
Is anyone in there?
I am. And Mum.
What is it with you lot?
It's the only room that locks.
I need to use the toilet.
Can you give us a second?
No, I really can't. Let me in now.
Get up. Out. Now. Now.
Oh, God.
I knew that egg sandwich looked a funny colour.
Righto. Everyone, the horses are loaded. Heather, where's your bag?
Oh, it's coming. But I still have to clear the table and wrap the children's presents.
Heather, pack your bloody bag and only the essentials.
All right, Mr. Grumpy Bum.
Now, we can fit five in our car. So Heather, Christina and Flick, you're with me. We'll take one of the kids too. Matthew, wherever he is, he can go in the ute with Alex and the other kid.
Which one's asleep? Kitty. I'll take Kitty.
Now, the caravan's going on the back of our car. So, Alex, you're going to have to tow the horses. Now, we're going back through Tanamba and Hayfield. So hopefully we can get to Tarogan that way. Stick together and go slow. Now, the wind's picked up and the smoke is pretty thick.
How is this coming in so quickly?
It's just how it goes, love, right? But we'll get past it. And Heather?
Yes, dear?
Put the wrapping paper down.
Sorry.
If we're all ready, let's go.
How's the stomach?
Not great.
We can pull over if you need.
No, it's all right. I don't want us to lose sight of your dad's car.
We've got them on radio. I can always tell him to stop.
No, really, it's fine. It'll irritate Christina. I don't want that.
Okay. Well, if we do end up stopping, just don't go too far into the grass.
Why?
This is brown snake country.
Are they bad?
One of the most venomous snakes in the world.
Jesus Christ, how did any of you survive this place?
I really don't know. So, what's going on with you and Christina?
Alex?
I'm here, Mum. What is it? Are you guys all right?
In the 1986 film Aliens, who plays the role of Corporal Dwayne Hicks?
Mum, this channel is for emergencies.
Michael Biehn.
Oh, you clever thing. I knew that someone would get it. Okay, next question. In the 1986 film Aliens, who says the line, stop your grinning and drop your linen?
Mum.
Private Hudson.
2 points for Matthew.
Mum, get off the channel.
But I have another 28 questions.
Oh, hang on. Hang on, what's that up ahead? Are those police?
Seriously, Mum, put Dad on. Now! They've closed the road.
Which road? Our road?
By the looks of things. Damn it, that was the quickest way through. Dad, what do we do?
We're going to have to go north through Glen Maggie.
What? But that's in the opposite direction.
No choice, love. You know what to do. I'll see you there.
Shit.
Glen Maggie, is that a big town?
No.
So why are we going there?
Because Glen Maggie has a whopping big lake in the middle of it.
And?
If we need to, we can get in.
God, I hate this country.
Who am I? Born in New York, my first appearance in a film was Annie Hall.
Mum!
Sorry.
It's Sigourney Weaver.
Clearly!
Looks like quite a few people have had the same idea as us. Oh, look, there's Penny from the IGA and Frank from the Egg Farm. Hello, Hi, Frank.
I think we'll have to stay here overnight.
So long as we're back home for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll make sure of it, love.
What should we do in the meantime? I think I packed...
You know what? Maybe later. I might go for a quick stroll if that's all right.
Oh, all right.
How are the kids?
Oh, they're fast asleep in the caravan. Are they worried?
Are you kidding? They haven't had this much fun in their lives. You should get some sleep. Mum and Dad are going to kip in the car. You can take the other bed in the caravan.
Oh, it's fine. Matthew's in there right now.
It is a double, Christina.
No, he can have it.
Is it really that bad?
Are you talking about his stomach or our marriage?
Both.
What about you? You going to get some sleep?
I can sleep in the ute.
Good. I just sent Flick in there too.
Christina!
What? There was nowhere else for her to go. And aren't you over her?
Whatever.
So quiet out here.
Try not to panic. You'll be back in busy London in no time. Good night.
Night.
Hey, Flick.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for letting me crash in here.
It's fine. But I'd appreciate it if we can just get some sleep, okay? I'm pretty tired.
Okay, sure. No problems.
So you bought property in Thorpedale.
I guess we're not sleeping.
You bought property, Flick. We were going to buy property. If I remember correctly, we were going to buy property the day you stopped talking to me.
It's not the same property.
Oh, as if that matters. Is that why you dumped me? You didn't want to share your stupid eco idea with me anymore.
That's not it. And I didn't dump you, Alex. I just stopped seeing you.
That's dumping. That's what dumping is.
Don't yell.
So how long have you guys been, you know, together?
A few weeks. That's all.
Righto. And I suppose you've probably...
What?
Well, yeah, you know.
No, I don't. What, Alex? Slept together?
Oh, yuck. Very yuck. No, okay. I don't want to think about that in there with you the two of... No, thank you. I don't want that.
You asked.
No, I did. I didn't ask. Actually?
Yes, you did. And we haven't, okay?
Wait. So you haven't slept with my brother? Not even a little bit?
No.
Why? You're too good for my brother.
Alex!
Not that it matters, but all you had to do was call. Hey, Alex, so sorry, but I'm not in love with you after all. And at least I'm brave enough to tell you the truth. Okay, bye-bye!
It's so easy for you, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
You with your perfect family.
Are you blind? They're about as far from perfect as you can get.
No, they're not. Your parents are completely in love with you, regardless of anything. Your sister is off living her dreams in London. I even like Matthew.
Why?
He's polite, he's interesting, he's... Jesus, is that him running across the car park?
Oh, God, where's the loo?
And then there's your brother, who is just...
Great.
Yeah, he's great. The money I was using to get the land was a gift from my parents. I'm their only child.
And?
They're involved with the church. They wouldn't have been all right with...
With me. We should stop talking about this. I promised Mum I wouldn't mess things up for Danny.
You're right.
In fact, we should stop talking altogether. For good. Good night.
Good night, Alex.
Except there's a spare blanket in the back and muesli bars in the glove box if you're hungry.
Thank you, Alex.
But that's definitely it, okay? Complete silence starting from now.
Right now?
Flick!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning. Where's Dad?
Oh, you know your father. He's probably just wandered off. But he was chatting with some of the other campers early and everything's looking good, apparently. I expect we'll be home by lunch at this rate.
And the house is all right?
Of course, love. I wasn't worried for a second. We've been in that house for 40-odd years and the fires haven't come near us once. As soon as the smoke clears, we'll head back.
Morning, love. Get any sleep?
Not really. So what's the plan?
No plan. We sit and we wait.
For now. And could someone get word to Danny? He hasn't texted the naughty boy. I don't want him getting home wondering where we all are.
I'll make sure he knows where we are.
Cool. This place filled up. There's got to be at least 30 cars here.
Morning, you two. Where are my lovely grandchildren?
Oh, they're off collecting leaves with some of the other kids, I think.
Jesus. Really? And you've checked them for spiders?
The leaves? Yes, Matthew, I've checked every leaf in this national park for spiders.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
I don't suppose anyone has any coffee.
I packed a thermos last night. It's in with the mince pies.
Heather, we said necessities.
What? It's Christmas. Mince pies are a necessity.
My God, look at the sky over there. It's red.
Well, what colour did you expect it to be, Matthew?
Blue, Christina. I expect the sky to be blue and my salmon not to be.
What's your problem this morning?
My problem? You're the one being snippy. I'm just trying to... Oh, God. We'll finish this later.
Poor thing. Must be fun having the squirts in this heat.
He does know that toilet is running on tank water, right? There's every chance it could run out soon. Oh, God, I hope it does. Does anyone know what time it is? I forgot to set my watch when we landed. My phone died. Dad, I'm just going to start the car for a sec. I need to check the time.
No, don't do that. I'm worried about the battery and...
Just for a second.
Chris.
Dad, would you stop stressing?
Christina, I said...
Fires have ripped through much of central Gippsland overnight as conditions continue to worsen. Meanwhile, the Premier has made a special announcement regarding the missing tanker.
Emergency services are making every effort to re-establish contact with the missing tanker. Its last known position was just north of Dargo.
What are they talking about?
Shh! Denny's in Dargo?
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Shh!
I'll continue to keep you informed as I receive more information. With regards to this year's New Year's Eve celebrations, I have made the decision to cancel the scheduled fireworks display due to...
Why is he talking about fireworks? What was all that about a missing tanker? Alex, call your brother.
I just said my phone's dead.
Well, charge it up. I can't get reception on mine. Brian!
Everybody, calm down. Danny's going to be fine. And I'm sure someone's just got their wires crossed. Now, in the meantime, love, you were saying something about mince pies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll just go and find them.
Dad, what's going on?
A few people are unaccounted for. Properties are destroyed.
And Danny?
Well, I've been following the news as closely as possible, asking around. Nobody knows too much, but a tanker has gone missing and well, Danny was on it. But you know what? Don't tell your mother, okay? It's just best if we keep things kind of nice and calm until we know he's safe and sound, right? But in the meantime, we'll just keep trying to get a message out to him, and you never know.
And the fires? I mean, we are safe here, aren't we?
I don't want you girls to worry about anything, okay? Everything's just going to be fine, and I'll make sure of that, okay? All right?
All right.
Alex?
All right.
Sorry to interrupt. Does anyone know where the toilets have stopped flushing?
Mum? Mum, what are you doing all the way around here?
I was just thinking, love.
Have you eaten anything?
Oh, I had a nibble at breakfast.
It's getting dark, Mum. I'm guessing it's well past dinner time. We should head back.
Righto. Any word from...
No, but Dad's not worried.
All right. does seem to like tracking you down, doesn't she?
Hey, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hello, Felicity.
Hi, Heather. Alex, can I have a word with you? Alex.
I'll leave you two alone, shall I?
Wait, don't go that way, Mum. Matthew's squatting in the bushes.
Don't come near me.
Oh, thanks, love. Oh, he does know this area's full of bull ants' nests, doesn't he?
Listen, I heard your dad and your sister whispering back at the caravan. Can you please tell me what the hell is going on? I'm sick of waiting this out in the ute. Alex, please.
Fine. The fires are getting closer. We can't get to Traralgon or anywhere anymore. And Danny's tanker has been missing since last night. No one knows where he is.
What? Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Dad told us not to say anything.
No, that's bullshit. You don't keep that sort of information to yourself.
I'm sorry, but we weren't talking.
Do you think this is some sort of a game?
No, I didn't know how to tell you in case, you know, in case you love him. Listen, I'm sorry I've been making your life hard. I'm sure you and my brother will be very happy. You have my, I don't know, my blessing.
What on earth are you talking about?
Mum has an instinct for these things.
What things?
Nothing. I'll leave it for him to tell you, but I'm okay with it. All right? Let's just go back, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
There you are, Mum. I'm putting the kids down to sleep soon. Did you want to say goodnight to them?
What? Oh, they can't go to sleep yet. It's Christmas Eve. We haven't hung out the stockings or put any of the milk out. And we'll be going back shortly anyway.
Oh, for God's sake.
What?
Nothing. Hey, is that Gary's wife? Pam? Hey, Pam!
Christina, don't.
Pam!
Just leave it. She doesn't want to talk.
Why not? Pam, what are you even doing here? Shouldn't you be off travelling with Gary? Pam!
Oh, for goodness sake. Gary's not travelling, darling. He died.
What? What happened?
He did it himself. Silly bugger.
Why?
It's the funny thing about these parts, I suppose. Nobody wants to say what really makes them happy. So they end up getting very sad. That's why I asked you all here. Having you all around is what makes me happy. And I thought I might as well be honest about that for once. Not that it worked.
Why didn't you tell us about this? Why didn't Dad tell us?
Your father doesn't like talking about it.
No more going in the caravan, I'm afraid. It's turned into an oven in there. But one of the other families have brought hammocks, so I'll see if I can get one for the kids.
Dad, why didn't you tell us about Gary?
Gary, well, I haven't really thought about it. I've forgotten about it, I suppose.
Does anyone have any paper they're not particularly attached to? Tissues, a really bad book?
Used all the toilet paper, dear.
Christmas and regular, I'm afraid.
Hey, Flick and I just heard someone saying there's a fire close to here. Is that true?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
You sure?
Of course. I don't want anyone getting stressed.
I see you two are talking again.
What do you mean? We were always talking. Everything's fine.
Oh, for God's sake! Would you all just stop lying?
Christina?
Mum! We're not going home tonight, and you bloody well know it. Alex, stop pretending that you're not madly in love with Flick. And Dad, you should have told us that your best friend died.
Wait, Gary died?
Oh, you don't know about this? You literally live in the same state, Alex. How could you have been so negligent?
It's not Alex's fault, Christina.
You were so wrapped up in your own bloody sorrow.
Oh, what about you, huh?
Oh, what about me?
Well, if it's the blame game we're playing all of a sudden, what the hell is going on with your marriage?
There is nothing going on with my marriage.
Well, something is wrong with you.
Girls.
At least I'm not hiding from my problems.
No, you're just trying to spend enough money so you don't have to face them.
Girls.
And speaking of your face, what the hell have you done to it?
I told you nothing.
I seriously hope the fires don't reach us, because your forehead would be the most flammable thing this side of the bloody Alpines.
Oh, for God's sake, it's just a little bit of Botox.
A little? Try emoting. Go on. I dare you.
Fine.
I'm afraid nothing moved, dear.
Why are we even talking about this?
Girls, enough. Right, we don't have the time for this.
Why not?
Because Christina's right. I haven't been entirely honest. Not just about Gary.
Brian? What is it?
The fires might have gone a little bit closer.
Oh. How close?
Oh my God, it's the eucalyptus trees!
Well, I didn't think that they were that close.
Dad?
Find the kids, quick. We might have to go for a swim after all.
Oh my God, oh my God. Kitty! Where are you, Matthew? I can't see them.
I thought they were by the caravan.
Matthew, where are they?
Got them!
Brian?
Not now.
Yes, now, Brian. Tell me, where is my son?
I don't know, love. I'm sorry. Nobody does.
And you kept this from me.
I just wanted you to be happy. But listen, I can fix this, Heather. Right? I'll fix it this time.
Brian.
Mum! Mum, we can't just go throwing the kids in the lake. They can't swim.
Me neither.
Not to worry. Look in the back of the caravan. You'll find lifesavers and 3 blow-up dinghies and the pumpers with them too.
You packed dinghies?
Alex, I packed everything. I've been ready for this day for months. What kind of a mother do you take me for?
Wow.
Come on, you heard her, everyone. Let's get the dinghies.
Alex, wait. That thing your sister just said, is it true? You still love me, even after the way I treated you?
Not that it matters now, but... Yes, fine, I do, but I won't let it get in the way of your wonderful heteronormative relationship with my brother that I legitimately support. So please, go and marry him. Be happy.
Hang on. Marry him?
Honestly, I'm okay with it. But for now, if we could just focus on running for our lives, that'd be great.
Brian, get the horses close into the lake. Christina, the fire blankets around the inflatable Rudolph. Actually, grab that too. And hurry, we might only have a few more minutes tops.
Alex, is there anything dangerous in that lake?
Do you really want me to answer that?
No, you're right, I don't.
Wait, where are the other boats? Didn't any of the other families bring boats?
Oh God, she's right, there are at least 50 kids here, let alone adults.
We can't just leave them.
Christina, I'll stay on the bank.
What?
This is an emergency and we all know how these things should go. Women and children first. Maybe Billy Zane, but there's no way I'm getting in one of those boats. Not if someone else needs a spot, so I'm staying.
Me too.
I'm staying too.
What?
I'm not leaving you, Alex. I'm staying with you.
Really?
Oh, for God's sakes, you're all so dramatic. The water's about 3 feet deep in there. Now get in, now!
Mum, look.
So that's what a bushfire looks like.
Listen up, folks, we've got dinghies. Come on, kids only, move!
This boat's full.
This one too.
Boat 3 is full and there appears to be a child on a reindeer.
Where are the oars?
It's a reindeer. They don't have oars.
For the boats.
Never mind. I'll push them out. Oh, God. Why does this water feel thick?
It's very brave of you, Matthew.
Oh, something touched my leg.
I'll take boat 2.
Wait, what is that sound?
Are those bells?
Santa? Here?
It's not Santa. What is that?
It sounds like the head of a 4.5-inch canvas LDH fire hose that's dragging along the road.
That's rather specific, Brian.
Look.
Look! It's a truck! Dargo's strike team is Daddy's truck!
Get behind the truck, everyone! We're going to form a wall of water! Hey, Mum!
Can I get you a cup of tea, love?
Oh, I'm all right. Besides, I forgot to pack any. Did you know that Pam's here?
I did.
I think you should go and talk to her, Brian. You both need to talk about this.
You know, Heather, I don't think she wants to. She's angry with him.
Well, aren't you?
Well, no. Yeah. But you didn't tell me what was going on. And I could have fixed it. Heather, you know it. We all could have.
Fix it now, Brian. Go on.
Oh, there you are, Christina. Kids are finally asleep. I think they're obsessed with their uncle now.
How's your stomach feeling?
Better. Empty.
Well, you should probably eat something. I think Mum packed a few bananas.
Oh, please, for the love of God, tell me they're yellow.
I don't want to go back to London, Matthew.
What?
I'm so sorry. I have been miserable for the past 3 years. I hate the city. I hate the noise. I hate me. I want to come home. I want my children to be raised here.
Christina, my job, but your job, and this place is so terrifying.
I know, and you're right, but
But I can't lie about it anymore. It's making me miserable.
But you can't stand it here. I practically had to force you to get on the plane.
Because I knew that if I came back, I wouldn't be able to leave.
I'm so sorry, but I can't. I just don't think I can live in the outback.
Oh, God, no! No, I hate the outback too. It has to be Melbourne or Sydney. Hell, I'd even settle for Adelaide. But no, this is terrible.
Will it make you happy?
It will, Matthew, yes.
All right, then. We'll move.
I was listening in on everything. Oh, I'm ecstatic. Everyone, come quick. I have news.
What is it, love?
Mum, are you okay? You look dizzy.
It's just...
Mum, look. Danny's back.
Welcome back, son.
Oh, you're finished, dear. Is it all over?
Nah, not by a long shot. I have to head back to it soon, but I needed to tell you myself.
Tell us what?
Mum, I'm so sorry. We tried our best, but we lost the house.
Oh, I couldn't give two hoots about the bloody house. Everyone's all right, and that's all that matters.
There's something else. Flick?
Here, Danny.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I just can't keep it to myself anymore. So before I head out there again...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think you're great, Flick. You know, you're stunning. You're so smart. But I've got things that I want to do. I don't want to get married, and I don't want to take over the farm. You know, I didn't want to say anything because I know that's what everyone wants me to do. But I want to travel the world. In fact, I've actually been chatting with Matt about it for ages.
Hey, don't bring me into this.
So, what are you saying, Danny? Are you breaking up with me?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Oh, thank God. I didn't want to say anything either because you guys are clearly all going through a lot. But I don't want to marry you, Danny. I want to marry Alex.
Hmm? I'm confused. Very confused.
What about your family?
You can't see everything you guys have and go back to being afraid. If my family love me, they'll accept me for who I am.
Oh, Flick, I knew you were going to be one of the family. Oh, you've all made me the happiest woman on earth. Oh, I need a tissue.
I don't think we have any.
Three boxes in the caravan under the portable nativity.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Fire crews are happy to report the conditions in the southeast of the state are finally under control. Meanwhile, Lake Glenmaggie was the site of a very special celebration today, with Santa not only delivering relief for stranded locals, but an engagement ring for one young couple who celebrated Christmas with a proposal. The Premier made a special visit to the region.
I would like to commend the effort of our firefighters and everyone across Victoria. I believe our efforts truly have been world class.
On to more news, meteorologists are predicting heavy rainfall for the coming days, with flood warnings being issued in New South Wales and some parts of Victoria. Farmers are being advised to brace for another tough week.
You've been listening to Red Hot Australian Christmas, recorded at Castaway Studios and starring, in alphabetical order, Michaela Bannis as Christina, Eddie Barrow as Brian, Michelle Brazier as Alex, Bev Killick as Heather, Jackson Tozer as Danny, Paul Verhoeven as Matthew, and Kirsty Webeck as Flick. With special guests, Georgia Love as our newsreader and John Verhoeven as the Premier of Victoria. Written and directed by Tegan Higginbotham, audio production by Paul Verhoeven, and with very special thanks to Derek Myers and Dirk Maggs. Red Hot Australian Christmas is a free production, but if you would like to show the team some love, please feel free to make a donation to Stand By Support, supporting those bereaved or impacted by suicide at standbysupport.com.au. And if you are struggling this Christmas, or whenever you found the time to listen, please reach out and chat to someone. You can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. I'd like to thank everyone who put their time and effort into bringing Red Hot Australian Christmas to life and wish all our listeners a safe, happy, and calm new year.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.